Garrick, can you just start off by telling us just a little bit about the background of the incident at Johnny Fox's?
Basically, when I was stood on the dance floor, a girl came running across and tried to jump and put her legs around me. And when I tried to kind of like to stop it, she brought me down, so we fell, and that's when my leg went behind me and snapped. And then I was on the floor, and the bouncers came over, and after the band had stopped, and they were just trying to get me on my feet, but I kept asking for an ambulance. So I was asking for an ambulance and like saying that it was broke, and then they kept just telling me to get up, and eventually, like, so they decided to just like lift me, and they took me out to the back fire exit door, and just left me on the bench in the rain, and just shut the fire exit door and just left me outside. Didn't bother getting an ambulance or anything.
How did you eventually get to hospital? Because you didn't go in an ambulance, I understand.
No, my workmate Louise came out, and she phoned her husband at the time, and he heard how much agony I was in down the phone because I was screaming. And he went and took their wee girl, who's 1 year old, out of bed and drove and got me, because I was just in so much pain, and he knew I needed to get to the hospital, so... That's how I got there, but I was very sore.
And when you did get to the hospital, what did they tell you in terms of your injuries?
They told me that it was really bad, that it was something that would probably happen in like a car crash or something, because it was like they were just that bad, and they don't know how I got to the hospital without an ambulance, because I must have been in so much pain, and they knew that themselves, plus... They knew my blood alcohol level, sugars and all that, everything was low. Nothing was really high, I wasn't that bad. So, because they put me in a cast and everything that night as well, an x-ray as well and stuff, and gave me the painkillers and things like that. So, and then got me straight in for operation first thing in the morning, so to operate on it.
So, and how have you been since the operation?
Still quite sore. It's really sore if I have to move about to get to the toilet or just to do anything really. And the wounds are still kind of weeping a little bit, so there's blood coming from them just a wee bit, which is kind of a bit horrible just to look at. So just, but yeah, just sore really, and just rubbish that they're making a joke out of it in the paper, really.
So what is it you're looking for from this? And is it an apology from the bouncers?
Yeah, just an apology, really. Just that's the one thing. If they just apologised, admitted they were wrong, which they were, and, like, because they tried to say that... First of all, they tried to say it was a fight that had happened. That was what was in their books, that it was a fight. Then they tried to say that I refused an ambulance, which... Definitely never, because it's the one thing I was shouting for, and I've got people that were right next to me that heard me shouting for it. So, and they just never bothered to listen to me. So, I just want, like, an apology.